Welcome to The Weekly Green, a KXCI mini-program about environmental issues in Arizona and the rest of the world. Today, we speak with Sergio Avila, conservation scientist at the Desert Museum, and the subject is bats, because next week is Bat Night at the Desert Museum. Sergio, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Dan. Yes, the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum has this different experience for our visitors. We call it Cool Summer Nights. So next Saturday, June 27th, we will have Bat Night from 5 to 10 p.m. And we will have different things like a presentation going batty for bats with our resident expert. We'll have a guest from Katchner Caverns. We will have live bats and some educational activities for kids. And the Desert Museum will be partnering with Pima County for some bat observation in town. We can see a lot of bats coming out of the roost under the bridge of Campbell Avenue and River Road just along the Rillito River. So we will be joining some experts on July 17th, on August 9th, and the 11th of September from 6:30 to 8:30 to talk about bats, observe the bats, and learn more about their behavior and what they're doing.
Where can we find out more about
it? Please go to desertmuseum.org and find everything about Cool Summer Nights and stop by the Art Institute. We have beautiful art exhibits in addition to the natural history in the museum.
How many species of bats are there in Arizona?
In this region, we have about 48 species of bats, which actually represents more species of bats than the combined number of the United States and Canada together.
Bats eat a lot of insects, which is one of their benefits.
There's bats that eat a lot of insects and catch these insects while flying, or they can come to the ground and walk and find grasshoppers or scorpions. And imagine 1 million bats can eat up to 10 tons of insects in one night.
Bats are also important to us because they're pollinators.
Yes, not only they control insect or pests, but also they are pollinators. They provide what we know as ecosystem services. By feeding on nectar in flowers, they move pollen from flower to flower, allowing for the reproduction of some plants, like the saguaro, like the cardoon, or like the organ pipe. Plants that have evolved with bats, so their life cycles are in sync in a way. And this is really important for the health of our region in the Sonoran Desert. One of those plants that have evolved close to certain species of bats is the agave. In this case, the long-nosed bats feed on the nectar of the flowers of the agave plants. And the agave is where tequila, sotol, mezcal, bacanora come from. Tequila is a $1 billion industry in North America. And so the pollination of agaves matters for creating jobs. The word for bat in Spanish is murciélago. Is one word in Spanish that has all five vowels in it. And this is why we learn it when we're learning letters as kids.
So it's going to be the Noche de Murciélagos.
Noche de los Murciélagos, sábado 27 de junio.
Thank you very much, Sergio.
Thank you, Dan.
This is Dan Lout for The Weekly Green. Please visit us at kxci.org or leave your comments and suggestions on our Facebook page. Thank you for listening.